Vítejte u poslechu podcastu Kick-off. Já jsem Filip Košťálek a jsem členem Melting Potu, diskuzního fóra při Colors of Ostrava. Dnes si budeme povídat s Martonem Nárajem, šéfem exportní kanceláře Soundcheck. Jdeme na to a dnes to bude v angličtině.
Martin, you are boss of the Soundcheck. What does it mean?
I'm ahead of it, yes. Not the boss of it. Well, to start at the beginning, Soundcheck as such is a sub-office of the Arts and Theater Institute, which is Institut umění divadelní ústav, and as such is responsible for, it's a good question, because if I say export of Czech music, it wouldn't cover it. We call it export offices, but export offices has a really lots of role. So it's about educating musicians and the music ecosystem. So it's not just musicians, but for managers, labels, and so on, so on, so on. Also to connect the music sector to international one. Once again, not just the bands and the managements, but it's very important, me for personally, but I believe for an export office to have a good connection to the festivals, to the venue, to so on, so on. So in order to have the scene to be more effective abroad, we have to look at all the whole scene as a as an organic, complete whole. And as such, just because the venues are working with their own bands. If you're working in venues in small countries, you're also a venue owner. You most probably have a band or not, or you have a link to a band or to a label and so on. And these are all very closely related. If you have a good contact from abroad that are searching for venues here, let's say, and we manage to connect them to you or to any of a club series or a venue, this is something that can help in the future that you will have also the same contact the other way around. As of activities, this is quite widespread. On one level, we are sort of translating to the legislative system what the music sector is in need of. So the export offices has a translation function. So we are gathering informations and inputs, trying to lobby for budgets and putting up different programs. Programs as such as for education or programs for professionals to visit different international events, programs for bands to have collaboration with other bands, both like gig swaps, but we also had something called Connect Create, which is exactly focusing on having Czech and international bands to collaborate and create the song together. And then there are tour support, international PR, and so on, so on, so on. Many, actually. We also supported showcase events to invite international professionals to Czech Republic. Quite a few. We are also running a mentoring program. The open calls are out now. It's on different fields from international PR to sing, to merch, to management. I really suggest to get in touch because we have really good mentors now on this round. And that was during the COVID was one of the most important aspects of it. And there's another function that we started to do during COVID. I cannot really sit on my bum usually. So when the COVID hit, we started to push the different stakeholders from OSA to Intergram to the music managers forum to the musicians trade union to create a platform that's now it's created. It's called Česká obec hudební, which would stand for Czech Music Platform if I just translate it. And the idea was simply because Czech Republic doesn't really have any kind of joint communication towards politicians. And the only thing anything can change if you have this on a city level and on a national level. City level to have club associations and club association that is a national level can reach many, many things from taxation, so on, so on. That's one part. Other than this, and this is a call up to keep in mind, there's a program called Narodni plan obnovy. It's open. Check it.
I'm apply for it. I hear this from Martin.
I'm very
for the seventh time in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We speak a lot together.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is that Martin is doing a lot of amazing things, and he has to say that every time he's anywhere, because they did a lot of work for Czech music already, but there is a lot of work ahead. And did you know Soundcheck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Because
there is a lot of things they are doing, but I think the most easy thing how you can join is you apply for some grant, let's say, to visit some conference, which is and there are good conferences such as MANT, I think there will be definitely, or Eurosonic or
Reeperbahn, 50 Lab,
a lot. So and for me, showcase festivals and conferences are the doors for the Europe, at least. So if you want to know how it really works in music, you should visit those events, because it's different from standard festivals for a general public. Is there a place for DJs in this soundcheck thing?
Of course. I mean, but if you speak about DJs, there are more
producers.
Yes, because if you're playing someone else's tracks, that's one thing. If you're playing your own produced stuff, that's once again something else.
I can't join as a DJ.
We are speaking about this, but it's much more difficult because music export is related always to the income. I mean, income in terms of you have to quantify it at some point. How many people are downloading, how many people are visiting, and so on. And I'm not even going to the third party rights if you're a DJ and what that comes. But of course, it is open for electronic music, and electronic music, I think, from Czech Republic is quite strong. I mean, we had a lot for Bratři, many of the bands actually, and many of the producers we are happy to work with. Getting back to what you said, I think, and that's why one of our main goal is to prepare people to go abroad, to be ready when you're going to a showcase, to know what showcase you're going, which public you will see, how to prepare there, and set it and put it in like a sort of a strategy, because you know I want to get from here to, let's say, a level where like Bleak is, but which are the different events I want to go, which are the people I want to meet, how I should prepare, what I should do. For this, our door is always open, and I would say just what we have, which programs we have, which contacts we have, and so on. So yes, we work with that.
Are there any good practice of Czech musicians, Czech bands who made it to abroad or are at least a little bit successful?
Yes, there are. And but it's very difficult. Let's say there's like one of the bands called Pipes and Pines, and they were doing very good job when it gets to self-promotion and promotion and how to put their own and then they split up, you know, exactly at the level. Or there's the other one like Midi Rabiket, who actually really get to go to Glastonbury and really strong level. I just spoke to them at Rockford Churchill, because and that's very, very strong part of, you will still be the same musician as before. But if you change a management, you change people who are working with you, you might need to start again. And because you change the people who had connection, and it can be you yourself who actually built that. But you imagine that you cut all the contact ways around, and you just suddenly don't have a strategy or an idea, okay, what we wanted to go. We were once in Canada, in America, and this, and okay, and next year what? So, for instance, Midi Rabiket got to a level at when we had the Eurosonic Focus, Czech and Slovak Focus, they were exactly at the level to explode, to go to international festival level, and then they changed the manager, and they They just didn't follow up on the job that was done before. They could.
It totally fall down.
And the band is even getting better. So I was pretty much upset when I saw them, and I was telling like, okay guys, like what are you doing? Like you're getting even better than you were before, and you're nowhere. You can see like you're playing at the Czech Center, a small venue in Brussels from public money, and you're already at the level. And to add what our job is, or my joy is to help artists to get the level to make a living from what you want to do. So the point is to get the level where we don't have to support anyone because it's already working, you're covered merch, label, you had good deal with some advertisement agency that is using your B-tracks that you would not play necessarily, or it was just like a backstore. And then we can help with some, and it's, as it works as a community. I mean, it's... I come from community places, so I do believe that there's no price tag on helping the other or passing over a contact or just introducing that, hey, these guys are really good, just catch up and do something.
When I'm comparing this to sports, I'm always comparing culture to sports because it's
uncomparable.
Yeah, uncomparable. but why there is so many good sportsmen outside of the Czech Republic, Czechs playing, but not so many musicians. Because there is a proverb in Czechia that every Czech is musician, but not every Czech is sportsman, you know?
Oh yeah. But imagine like you have the best runners, but they are not running on the tracks. They are running on the field next to the Olympic Games. And that's what Czech musicians are doing most of the times, actually. And I can list so many that are absolutely amazing. And you go there and like, I remember it's one of the, you know, most of you Please the Trees. This is actually one of the band that several times had the chance to explode. And Vasek is absolutely super. He's fine and he's happy on where they are. We just had a discussion recently, but I remember when we had Czech and Slovak Focus at Eurosonic. They already played at Eurosonic and it was at Siopop, and it's exactly an example of that. We were at the showcase and we supported the band there, and we tried to bring everyone to see Please the Trees because we knew that they already played at Eurosonic, but then, okay, let's push the team to, so we had Robert, Rude, everyone from the team that were there. And that was the very first band that they said, yes, these guys are absolutely great. And then I spoke to Vasek, I was like, I'm just in India, you know, and I'm coming home the same day. And they, I said, okay, but you know, like, no, it just didn't happen. And this is like, and it's not a blame on my side, it's just, like, you can be a fantastic musician and it's your decision if you, how you want to carve your way up. Like, you want to be on the main stage or you want to have a smaller... I mean, it's up to the band to decide. And I think this is one of the most important part that the bands didn't decide.
So do you think that the biggest mistake of Czech artists who want to export is that they have no strategy or no concept of what they want to achieve? They just want to play outside and they don't know what does it mean.
I think it's general issue that we don't have an overview of what music, like outside of the rehearsal room, what that means. I mean, I used to play as well. I had my band as well. I have all these experience with festival and booking and everything. And I remember constantly like struggling with kids that really didn't want to be bigger than a club band, you know? And then you have chances to go to tours here and there, and then you see a band that doesn't really fit in the setup. And I think this is also a general story here as well. And also that's one thing. The other thing is that you're not a sellout if you're playing at bigger festivals. And this whole story of being a sellout, thanks to different, I don't know, culture magazines or some, and you're only true artist if no one is interested in your show, I think this should be very much forgotten. I mean, the underground doesn't mean that you cannot make a living, because that's the absolute clash in between that. You want to be underground and you want to make a living. So if you want to make a living, you have to have a good concept. Okay, if I want to make a living from my own music, I have to use some tools, because those are not coming to you. It's the same story of going to different events and you're hoping for the A&R from the big American company will come and say at the show, end of the show, like, yeah, guys, I'm gonna take you. That never happened, actually. Never happened with anyone, because every single person put in efforts and there was someone who's doing something around.
Yeah, there is a lot of thoughts at my head in the moment, but I believe we will have a chance to speak about that later. But I am not sure if you have been to Ostrava before, to the clubs, before panel, but what do you think about Ostrava music clubs? I don't say music scene, because we know that it's pretty rich and there is quite a lot of bands, but I mean infrastructure and how it works.
Well, I was here at Doc, thanks to my life partner, she's from here, so thanks to Gabi, we were here. We didn't have the chance to, I didn't have the chance to check on the clubs. But what I must say that actually this setup here, how Barak, Doc and all this, the closeness, it's a perfect birthplace for community and how to grow, you know. We were speaking about Metalkova. One of the most important part of Metalkova is that you have like a kind of a safe place for kids, for people to visit. And if and there's another wrong concept, and I know from time that when we ran a club and someone opened another club around it and we got some calls, hey, aren't you upset that they opened the club? And everyone from our team was like, no, it's stupid. That means that there will be a
more people,
core
yeah.
of venues together and people will really go and start to get in the mood of visiting. So, yeah, the sound is good, the light is good, I think. And just what I saw yesterday, there are absolutely different profiles of the venues, which is once again good. So it's a good set for even common festival as you did, or a showcase, or, you know, I know, like, what was it? It was Krakow, Tak Brzmi Miasto, I think, and they have the showcase, and the showcase venues are so far that you get from one to the other, you're like, so we went there with Michal Tomes from Rockford people, and I remember we were looking at the map, and we were like, okay, so this is the round we can do. So we simply cut out like five or eight venues, and this is perfect. The non-perfect part, of course, is the we work on this, and I think it would really make sense to unify and have an association or get together and start speaking with one voice, because I think survival of venues is for soundcheck as well. I mean, the export is the top of the iceberg. I mean, you have to have venues, you have to have rehearsal places, you have to have all this in order to have a new generation of young musicians. Yeah. So it's crucial.
Maybe that's the other part of what I wanted to ask you, because despite there is not so many people around, there is some potential and there is a lot of high quality artists, DJs and so on. But what's not here, as Ostrava is not a touristic city, is the audience. Because there is nobody going for vacation to Ostrava, almost, or just a few people. When there is no big festival, that's another interesting thing, that there are big festivals as Colors, as Beats for Love, where there is 40,000-50,000 people, 50,000 yeah, people coming every year, but during the year, the city is completely opposite. It's really calm and dark, nobody's there. So speaking about that, what we as music promoters, DJs, whatever, can do to develop audience, to get more than 1,000 people who are coming everywhere to see culture?
That's
hard.
Look, it's another, yes. I mean, I'm old for knowing what like now 16, 18 years old kids would go for. I know my example, and I was one of the typical victim of community clubs, you know. And I think you have the like to have it accessible. We had, I don't know, for instance, how the weekly series are going. If you have like weekly like music series that are coming and slowly building, you know, its own crowds. I used to work for a venue called Westbalkan, which was the first squatted venue for Hungary in Budapest. I'm not doing anything in Hungary except Ozora Festival, which is the enemy of the state festival. So, and everyone who works there lives somewhere else in Europe. We are flying in or going in, do the festival and going basically away. So we don't do much else. But with Westbalkan, that was one of the community places, and we had every day different series. Like Monday was for theater, the Tuesday we had hip hop, on Wednesday it was Rewind, which is the longest running drum and bass series that runs for 27 years. Every single Wednesday it was going. And because of this, festivals were built around these names, the same names that are started there. And of course, it started in small venue with 50 people and spin. And for instance, yesterday at Marley, okay, music wise I didn't like that much the one on the ground floor, because it was like okay, my point of view that the sound should be better there on the ground floor. It's not enough bass, and if you do drum and bass, I mean, you really have to have a shoulder for it. It was not that. Music wise the up techno was perfect. But the crew and the kids that were there, it's a good base for a core of like, this is exactly what is here. I'm sure it's here. And it always starts with like, I don't know, 25 kids that are going, and they are related to the club, and they know you. And, you know, like, it's not, I learned from these guys, and I always tell the same, is that they grew the venue from a venue of 80 people to a venue of 1,800 people capacity. And the idea was to always make a step to be bigger when you feel that you can get more people in your living room. If you're able to have a living room party at your home and you have all the comfort and fun for your own guests, and then for after a time there are more, and then you always make the step when you feel that you can do it. And many of the venues are doing the opposite. They want to have a really big one, and then it's just an empty hall that you rent out. So if you want to have a community, it's, for me it's really this. And if you're able, then you can make it to a 50,000 people festival capacity. But if you don't, then narrow it down to the level when it's, when it feels like home and original and
honest. That's a nice idea. I like it. That philosophy of living room party. I think that's what you do, guys. That you're slightly growing. Yeah, but and Brno is coming. So, but he told me that yesterday in Brno that they want to make it bigger a little bit, mm-hmm. and they don't know how because they don't have enough space. So yeah, that's completely the story of them. And
it was funny that Sings played there.
For they even brought their own catering there. Oh. So yeah, thank you very much, Martin.
My pleasure.
Thank you all.
Tento podcast vzniká díky Melting Potu, diskuzního fóra při Colors of Ostrava. Nezapomeňte odebírat Kick Off Filipa Košťálka na své oblíbené streamingové platformě. Sledujte Spotify, iTunes nebo Google Podcast. Všechny inspirativní podcasty najdete také na stránce meldingpodforum.com/podcasty.